washing machines inside. Were you ever afraid to stay out there?
Mm-hmm.
I like it out there.
Did you have any sounds around you?
Mm-hmm. No.
You know, like maybe a cow down in the wheel.
Oh, yeah, cows and a great big gut and a great big mulberry trees in the pasture. Mm-hmm. That's where we would go to play. Down in that pasture, mm-hmm. and the mulberry trees. There's just an orchard of mulberry trees down there where I tell you we get water from.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's where we go on a Sunday. Get a crowd of children down that pasture we go.
I know you didn't have any record player, but what kind of things did you do to have fun? What kind of things did you do to have fun?
When we got up from side where our grandma used to let us go if somebody, you know, she knows well, and we know, and have a little, party. But our brother would have to go with us. We couldn't go just me and my sister and, like, my boyfriend and her boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
No, Lord, we just two of us. We couldn't go just like that. He would have to go, and we would have to be in the front, and he walked behind.
Oh.
His good friend.
So he had to go on protection.
Yeah. Stand back. And he used to say, I get so tired of my grandma every time we go somewhere. He going along with us.
Uh-huh.
So I get so tired of it. Me and my sister used to say that. Grandma think can't nobody go nowhere by themselves.
Did you ever have any privacy?
No.
There was no way that you ever would be by yourself.
No way. There's too many children.
Did you have doors?
No, I'm talking about when we all were living together.
Uh-huh, but even then, when you all were living together, you didn't have any doors?
Yeah, we had doors. Mm-hmm. But you weren't going to share them, not even you had company. You weren't going to share no doors. Not no law. No, honey, you weren't going to share no doors.
Well, she thought she was going to get in trouble.
You ain't going to shut no dough.
Oh, my.
So she was on the end of that porch. You let the dough go shut. She'll say, push that dough over and let it stay open.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she'll say. She'll say, Bessie, Cooter. That's my sister was next to me, but she named Mary, but we call her Cooter long and never.
Uh-huh.
But her name is Mary. And she said, y'all open that door and leave it open. Don't let me catch you shitting no more.
Oh, my goodness.
I said, what you think we doing? She said, I didn't say you was doing nothing. I said, leave it open.
Oh, my goodness.
Ain't like good now. No, we couldn't go nowhere. She would say, we were living way out there where I'm telling you where we were living. And she would say, y'all, she said, Bessie, I was older than Mary. She said, Bessie, Cooter, y'all can go to town. Know how much money we had?
Mm-hmm.
125 cents apiece.
Well, back then, that probably was a lot of money, wasn't it?
Yeah, we thought we had $1 million. She'd give us one quarter apiece. She'd say, give me a quarter. Mayor a quarter. We'd go to town and buy a pair of 25-cent stockings. And that we wouldn't have no more money to buy nothing else with.
You mean the stockings cost 25 cents?
Yeah. We'll say we just a pair of stockings. Where the church was a little church down this road called Macedonia. That's where the boys was. And we would buy a 25-cent pair of stockings with that quarter. They get us a pair of stockings and wear the church tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And we would spend that one quarter, but we were still watching that song.